Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
That is Good Morning, Broad-Eyed and Bushy-Tailed from the Concrete Gang, 3CR, 855 on your AM dial every Sunday morning, 9:30 in the morning. Hope you're all fit and well. We're not. We're a bit worn out and got crook and a few other things, but we're soldiering on.
A bit broken down.
Yeah. Campo.
Good morning, Gorilla.
Three Trees.
Good morning, mate.
Sparrow.
Morning, everyone.
Look at that. Have a look at that, mate. Jeez,
that was flawless, mate.
Like trained monkeys.
Well-oiled machine.
Hey, talk about trained monkeys. You heard what they're doing on planes now? You're allowed to take a dog on the plane.
Yeah.
I reckon you know what you should do? Someone should take a cat. Imagine
so
that on the plane.
Go,
let the cat out. How are you allowed to take dogs on planes? All these rules. You can't have this. You shove them under the seat.
Imagine no balls. He'd be dribbling over everyone.
Some people have
everyone.
Support dogs.
He'd be dribbling
no
over.
Balls could be classed as a support dog.
You need one.
We definitely believe that's the case there.
I thought dogs were always allowed on planes. I've seen heaps of politicians on planes.
Oh, Frankie. How are we going to lift after that, mate? Please. All right, talking about lifting, we had a fantastic branch meeting during the week, a great turnout, and it was a great response there.
Yeah, full house. It's good, you know, because obviously the last one got cancelled, and this is the first one since the last one, so it was good. Massive
one that got cancelled.
Yeah, massive rollout. It was good. And that,
was that before the one that
It was the one that didn't
ahead?
Go
the
ahead.
The one that went ahead after the one that got, Yeah.
Anyway, that one, so... It was good, mate. Good rollout, and that's what it's about. A strong union has got a strong rank and file presence, and that room was packed.
Standing room only.
I'm bringing me hot dog machine next on.
Start selling some hot dogs downstairs.
That could be Murray's job, selling a few fucking hot dogs on the way in.
He was up.
Buy one, get one free.
Hot dogs.
The lift broke it down.
Yeah. Buddy, yeah, so there was a good roll-up. There was a lot of motions. A lot of stuff got passed through, like Palestine, a lot of stuff in support of the union, and a lot of...
Yeah. Well, Zach gave a bit of an address, but going forward, stuff like trade licensing, if we're going to be giving that a red hot crack, obviously nothing, it's not easy, but nothing worth doing ever is, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously a report on that new organisers coming on. I think we had 50 or something apply for it out of the shop steward structure and how, I think we're going to go for 5 or 6 new organisers coming on in the next region, because we have lost a few. You got to remember, we've lost all the old executive and probably him. A few have left, so we need to refill the pool.
And it's also good to think, because at times like this where people think, the union are at their worst, people are still queuing up to take, you know what I mean? So it's good to see people want to get involved, you know?
That's right. It revitalises the union too. It's good.
That's right, mate.
Turnover.
It was a good branch. Everyone was up and about. Got a few phone calls on the way home saying how good it was. And
And that's what it's about, actually getting in, like, you know, getting in contact with, and like some of the stuff Zach was talking about, you know, with the new code of conduct and that for shop stewards and that, like, you got to be a rank and file member for at least 5 years before you can actually be a shop steward or be considered a shop steward, and getting shop stewards re-voted back in on the jobs halfway through the jobs and all that stuff we need to get on top of. He also announced that, you know, we're going to be putting on a compliance officer. So what that compliance officer will be doing will be going through all the Inklink and all that, and, you know, making sure and the super and the leave plus, making sure everything's paid. You know, there's too many companies getting around hiding and, you know, slipping, not getting picked up, and there'll be questions asked to the shop stewards where these people are caught. Well, why haven't you been checking? Because a lot of companies are getting around through the cracks. So
making people accountable.
And we've got all the apps now on that, so it's pretty easy for them to check it.
Yeah. Well, I think CDL was a proof of that during the week.
Yeah. Right. Everyone would have just thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah, I know.
Good company and bang.
So CDL, after all this time, haven't actually signed their agreement. So we excuse me, we found that out at the organisers' meeting, got that fixed pretty quickly. But that's how easily it can be fixed if we know about it, you know.
Yeah.
The boys were getting paid the right whack up and all that, but it's just the fact that it's, as you said, sparrows slip through the. But that means the blokes aren't checking, doesn't it?
Correct.
That's right.
That's what it means, you know.
And obviously, and at the branch meeting, Perky and Steve Long got announced as new coordinators for the branch. You know, long time officials, so they've stepped up into leadership roles. So, you know, they got endorsed by the boys there as well. So
commiserations, my friends.
That's how well we're going.
And the new code of conduct's good. You've got to be a paid up member for a minimum of 5 years consecutively before you can be considered being a shop steward, which is good, that's what it should be.
It's just getting the control back on who's being stewards, because it's all, it's all, you know, like slipped through our fingers and out in the suburbs, and people just whacking in who they like. And, you know, some people in there, no union principles at all, but thought it was just a great job and an easy way to make money. So we were on top of sorting all that out. Not only that, we're going to go backwards and go for all these people who have been in the stewards' jobs for ages and ages, and perhaps might be just a little bit tired and maybe shouldn't be there anymore and maybe should move on, because some of them have been these companies for years and years, so we're looking at all that too. Yeah. So there's going to be a big shake-up.
And people that have been on big jobs might get swapped down to smaller builders a bit, you know, harder, one out on, you know, $50, $60 million jobs.
Yep. And the shop steward, I think it's a good idea. The shop, if a job's over 18 months, I think every 12 months or whatever, the shop steward's got to be re-elected halfway through the job.
Yeah.
Keeps them honest.
Yeah, so.
I brought that up years ago when I was in FEDFA. Oh, Jesus, did I get shot down? So every 12 months you should be re-elected. Oh, my God, I'll never forget that. I still have nightmares.
It's a good thing. Keeps everyone on their 100%.
Toes. And also, we're pushing hard to have that deputy role on jobs over 200 mil.
Over 200, you
know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it might, you know, but it's something we're going to have to work. It's basically stubbing the stuff Zach was talking about, comms and getting out, you know, Facebook page and YouTube and getting interacting with members. It's basically trying to get a bit back to basics to move forward. And the other thing is, you know, like, we are a rank and file member union driven union, you know, and we've got to get back to that sort of stuff.
100%.
Yep. All right, HESA.
Oh, HESA. We had a job at Saint Clair at Q, right in the Q Junction. Dom's the delegate down there. We've got Central Scaffolder doing the install and Smart Scaffolder doing the supply of the gear on the stairs. Going from the roof, it's a pretty big stair, so it's a single access stair, quick stage stair, and they're aluminium. The two welds on the top two tread and the bottom tread broke, and a plumber was on him, so he fell 3 meters. Lucky he wasn't hurt, he walked away. And then, you know, so going through and ordering all that, I think the safety unit's about to put out an alert to all shop stewards to make sure all the welds have been checked on all their stairs. Coming up with some new ideas about putting compliance plates on these stairs, because this particular pair of stairs were 15 years old. And then you read stuff like that says aluminium reacts with acid. Well, brickies and that washed it, you know,
constantly.
Covered the street in acid, you know. So
brick cleaners.
All that sort of stuff. So I think the safety unit are going through that. From that, when we did the safety walk, it was good because the BIG rocked up. There was us, the plumbers, the ETU. We went through, you know, when there's a major incident, you go through a walk of the whole job. We found that the building had been energized without the proper procedures, so there were still holes in the walls and there was,
oh my God,
with no junctions and all that. So the ETU were all over that, and we And also what, you know, Hayser, I know it's a bit tight for money. It's at the end of the job. They've got lifts and they don't want to man them. And, you know, it's like even part of a procedure to save a couple of bucks and a couple of blokes because, you know.
Wonder where that's coming from.
That building's only four levels. Like, come on, just
until there's an emergency and you can't get the lift.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then what?
Yeah. And we're talking about lifts. We at the branch, we had an issue with our own lift. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I would have brought that up. But,
Murray was spinning a bearing trying to get it fixed.
He was too busy guarding the fridge from Free Trees.
We've got that sorted now, haven't we?
Yeah,
we got a QR code. Yeah.
we just cut the locks off, put it on.
Jeez, I thought it was the biggest issue. But anyway.
That was a big issue.
All right, that's Hayser, yeah?
Yeah, that's Hayser, man.
All right, Rhino. Hook on the on a bingo bin.
Yeah, so down in Hampton, the GLM, it's a housing public housing project. Bingo bin. How they get on the truck, they have the hook on it, the rhino hook, and what's happened is that's let go. I'm not too sure how they've gone about, if it was pulling on the angle or whatever, but the rhino hook has snapped off. Obviously, it's a clean break. And the main thing to remember here is obviously all these bins have to be tested and tagged and all that. They're like any other piece of plant or anything that's picked up. And that was only tested 2 months ago. And it's had a clean break. So it was a recipe for disaster. If that had been halfway up in the air or something and that let go, we could be talking a catastrophic, you know, injury or death or something. So
it's not the first time one of these has let go.
Nah, not at all. So, I mean, be very, very... aware whenever bins are being lifted and stuff that there. That
would have they spotted it?
Sorry?
Would have someone seen it before they lifted it? Or is it just a well break?
As you would know, whenever the trucks turn up, everyone stands back. Mm. The guy puts his tarp on it and he does it all from the truck. Obviously,
the big bin from the truck, not one of the little ones.
No. The big ones, the big like curve.
Yeah,
that's had a clean snap on it. Obviously, Gary, the shoppy down there and the safety committee, done a great job, got on top of it, done the back checks on it, and turns out this thing was tested only 2 months ago.
Well, was it tested in-house or a third party?
That's a very good point, you know what I mean? So we got all these tick and flick testers out there. You know what I mean? Don't take anything for granted. Always be well aware and keep your distance when these things are happening because it's a recipe for disaster. And like the girl always says, your luck's not going to last forever. Sooner or later, it's going to run out.
Yeah. But a lot of that stuff, too, we've got to start double-checking if there's compliance and lifting plates and shit in there, because there's a lot of that, especially that stuff that comes from China and all that.
And if it's lifted by a crane, should have compliances.
Yeah.
And there should be paperwork for everything that's lifted.
It's stamped on the side, too, doesn't it?
And the worst thing is when you're getting all these windows from China and they come in the stillages.
And
the welds on them, mate, I'll tell you, I'm the worst welder in the world. I reckon I can weld better than they can. And you're lifting these steelages, you know, with frames and glass in them, probably, you know, 4 ton maybe. And, like, they're going up 30, 40 stories. And you're relying on some of these welds that God love the Chinese over there, but haven't been tested, haven't been this, haven't been that. Mate, it's a big risk. And then we get some bloke that's in Melbourne, you know, they ring up some desk jockey, and they get their cameras out and they show him on the cameras, and he ticks it off and sends them thing on the camera on the phone and it's all bullshit. We've got to get back the proper compliances and all that, because at the end of the day, nearly everything's been lifted up by cranes.
Yeah. Well, you look at these bins, right? How many of them would there be in Melbourne? Like to correctly test them, you need to be mag particle testing them, proof flow testing them, all that there to do it correctly.
But
they're not going to do that. That's the problem.
Think about this. We are going up, we're starting to get some good quality crane mobs, you know, coming in. There's Mars cranes, and we've got Lieber wanting to get in, and some fantastic, they were in the paper on the news the other night, Mars, and some of the safety, you were there, Three Trees, you know, the safety that they're bringing is fantastic, and what they do to the cranes, and how they go, all the testing, and the green certificate, and all that. Then we're hooking them up to some shit bag thing that's been welded in China with no testing, none. What's the point of the whole
exactly
whole thing?
Right. Some are following the rules, some aren't following the rules. Some are meeting the Australian standards and some aren't.
But if the cranes are done, that's fine. But what about the stuff you got to lift?
That's what's exactly right.
And you look at some of their bins. Some of them bins are 30, 40 years old. Some of them have been around forever. You know what I mean?
Like you say, They just get the guy comes out, does the tick and flick, then they get the Dulux.
The Dulux service, the give it a spray, you can't see any.
Looks brand new, yeah, now away you go, mate.
Looking dunk and move, mate, yeah. You know. Yeah. So.
No, but good job by the boys down in Icon, they did a great job. Boys.
I'll tell you something, like you see, you still see it, we've brought it up millions of times, people lift them bricky bags just to see them, oh. Nothing, not in a crate or Hessian nothing, bags, mate.
Which is illegal to do.
One
sunlight can actually...
Damage them.
Damage them. Yeah. So,
even they lift up sunlight, steel and all that through that.
Sunlight's
shit.
One of the worst things. And it's, even those soft slings, we're talking about.
Correct.
They're still using the soft slings. They've killed more of our members than anyone because, as you said, three trees, sunlight, weather, water, everything, grit, everything.
Just elements,
They stretch and they contract, stretch and contract, and they wear internally. And next thing they break. You can't see it.
Yeah.
So we've got to get on top of all that stuff. I think we're getting on top of it. Well, hopefully, on the cranes and all that, all tested. But the stuff we're using to lift it with and the stuff we're lifting, we need to be people more aware on the jobs.
Yeah.
And we've always got, and the problem we've got at the moment, too, the technology's moving so quick. You come there and there's new things lifting glass and windows and all these different components now, isn't there?
Yeah.
Someone's found a new idea to do this, do it, bang.
Well, I don't know where you blokes out because you've gone a bit early as usual, you know, that's what you do. So we're going to cut to a track.
Yeah, we're going. This one was actually picked by the Sparrow, Jimmy Croce, Bad Boy Leroy Brown.
He said he played one game on the bench. Originally, he played 100 games. We got it down that he played one game, and then it was actually, I didn't actually play, I was on the bench.
It would have been too busy concrete.
This is our
too busy concrete, mate. Yeah.
Concrete in Queensland.
He couldn't bend over and put his boots on because he'd been bending over. You know,
doesn't look like you concrete. You can't even cut your toenails, mate.
Oh,
not the toe. Not the toe.
I'm going personal.
Not the toe.
Oh,
I mean, you were going personal.
Oh, my God. You can't bend over.
Oh, the toe.
A couple of ribs there, mate.
Hairy eyebrows in them.
Oh.
It's called Manscaping, mate. Welcome to the new century, bro.
So you're admitting to that?
Yeah, mate. Bloody oath, mate.
What else?
Oh, you know, just it is what it is. Everything, mate.
It is what it is.
This is turning all right.
Free throw. We don't want to turn anyone off their breakfast at the moment. Now, here's some people dry reaching in the background. So we'll get on with this. Now we've got a. Did we mention the Sookie Simmel? Sookie Simmel?
Simmel, yeah.
Oh, old Joe Bartolo.
He reckons they're not signing the agreement because they got a mention on the concrete
game. On the concrete
game. For not signing their agreement. So now
they mentioned we were mentioning them on the concrete game. Now we're mentioning them again. So what happens now?
I don't know. But fancy using the concrete game as an excuse not to sign your agreement. Yeah. If you signed your agreement, you wouldn't have gone to mention.
And complain about it with mentioning it.
Yeah.
Well,
I tell you what, they better brace themselves because
they've got a lot of work.
Mentions coming. There's a lot more mentions coming.
All right. What else we got? We got the Stewards EBA mapping.
Oh, yeah, that's very important. So all the stewards need to get whoever's on your job, if they haven't got an EBA, let your organiser know so we can fix it up. Because
very important when you're signing them out.
It's helping us out massively. We're getting through the EBAs really good now because of that mapping.
Even when you're filling them out, regardless if they do have an EBA, you still must put them down the list and say EBA done or approved. And if they don't have an EBA or in the process of getting one, it all needs to be documented. So that's how we keep on top. Of who's in the ranks.
And they need to come in for every stewards meeting.
Correct.
And we need to know who's who on each job, you know what I mean? Not just with the EBA, just in general. Yeah. You know?
Who's who?
If they're struggling with compliances and all that stuff.
Or they're playing up in one area, we need to know where they are.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. So, look, we've made a lot of changes. It's all going well. It's probably not going quick enough for some people in here, but we're doing our best. Now, Ozzy got a good send-off during the week. Old Ozzy Osbourne, as he should have, come from the... What was the town he was from?
Birmingham.
And they haven't forgot old Ozzy because he apparently did a lot of good for the local community. Yeah. What was it, $300
million? Yeah. $300 million he donated to charity over his career. They shut down the street and the family paid for all that. And they didn't want anything off... You know, to take away from the government paying for
it. Yeah, beautiful. You know? Yeah, that's right.
And then I've got to mention this, old Corey down Geelong, the social housing down there. There's two $50 million jobs.
I was going to go on about that a bit, but you cut me off.
I thought you were done. Two $50 million government jobs being given to
you know, pretty average builders, and they're not paying anyone super compliances or anything, and that's on government jobs down there. So,
who's the builder?
He didn't mention the builder.
That'd be that shitbag that was up, up here. What's it? I can't think of his name. Yeah.
Pittard.
That's him.
There's a lot of them shitbags are getting these government social procurement. You know,
how
stuff.
They get them?
And like, you know,
he went broke. He had $250 million. Went broke and got a government job.
I don't know.
You know, the ridiculous part is Leave Plus. Leave Plus was won by the unions, but it's a government. It's ran by the government. It's a government thing.
And so super. You have to get super.
And they don't. They don't even, you know, chase it up. You know what I mean? Like these people are there to do that. Oh no, they don't have to do that. They're all on legal ABNs and all that underpayments.
Black clad and all that shit.
I remember someone said in front of about 400 stewards, anything over $1 million will be EBA'd.
Yeah. Well, and he just lost the vote, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just lost the vote.
Dan Andrews.
He just lost his vote, didn't he? It was 12,000. They're trying to get rid of
his statue's not happening.
Well, you should build in Sydney because apparently they signed all the house builders up there.
Oh, mate.
I think he's gone a bit of a.
He's
gone in the limit, had the limit.
Just another example of someone who has no idea how the industry works.
He was an actor. He was an actor builder.
We got a few of them.
We got blamed for house prices being too expensive not long ago, didn't we?
The reason a house is getting cost too much is because of us. We're not even in that sector.
All right, boys, just settle down. We're going to get through this. Scallywag, central scaffold.
Central and smart scaff. Obviously, they installed the scaffold, and, you know, it's hard to check, but the Drulux service and the bloke nearly getting killed, you got to cop your whack.
Social housing down Geelong. So who are we giving that to? Geelong, or you've got to have someone we're going to give it to?
The Labor government.
All right. Okay, we'll go with that. Fitzgerald's.
Yeah.
Spreader beams. They're taking that to a new level.
Yeah, unfortunately.
A strong back, Blues.
Apparently, but it's all engineered. Beers signed off on it.
It's got a couple of fancy holes in it. Makes it look good.
They signed off on it. Yeah. And, they're using a bit of formwork shoring up system and a lot of oblong rings, a lot of chairs.
We've done worse than that. A
couple of shackles.
Apparently, it's not possible to order an actual lifting beam off a reputable company that is tested, tagged, and meets Australian standards and has manufacturer specs.
Suki Lala. Simmel's got to be right up there.
Who else was Sukin? I tell you.
Hang on, mate. Am I doing this model of the party? Don't try and step in an ear. You're making a mess of music. Can I just handle this, please?
Oh.
What were you going to say?
There's a certain Melbourne.
Adco. We've got Adco.
Yeah, Adco at Dingley, the Hawks New Ground, the shop, he's having a bit of a discussion with management out there, and they're whinging that the sheds, they don't really need to be under cover, and they don't need to do this, and they don't have it right. He says, come on, it's the end of the job. The end and the start of the job are the same. The job's still going. It makes no difference.
It's starting up. We had that last week with Hamilton Marino, didn't we?
And wet's wet. Well, that might be something of the newer.
Talking about Adco, there was a certain Adco steward.
We'll stop talking about him.
Paul Briggs, who's whinging, Melbourne supporter, whinging about. They thought they had the game won last week against the Saints.
Briggsy, come back
of all time.
I went to bed. Heiser.
Heiser. Obviously, mate, they actually want to not have people in the hoist in case of emergency and not. Whinging about, you know, they just don't want to pay blokes for sitting in a hoist, you know, saying it's not a job. Well, it is a job, mate.
They've got heaps of work, too.
Yeah.
Well, all right, scallywags. I reckon Fitzgerald is up there with the spreader boom.
Simmel don't want to sign that EBA.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we haven't got him in there, scallywags.
Well, they'd be Suki Lala, wouldn't they?
No, we haven't got him in there. Oh, they are, see, yeah. All right, so we're happy with Fitzgerald for the.
I am.
Suki, the Scallywag and the Suki Lala. We've got Simmel, Adco and Heiser.
Simmel, for sure. Yeah,
and we'll put him in next week if they whinge again.
Yeah, we might have to make a special trophy for him.
Yeah. Well, is it going to be the Simmel Suki Lala?
Whoa. Gee, rhymes well, doesn't it?
We can run that one, can't we?
Nail it. Nail it down.
Was Michael Clemenger for a few years, wasn't it?
All right, so there we go. We've got Central. No, we haven't. We've got Fitzgerald and Simmel.
Yeah.
What else we got, boys? We got any meetings coming up? Anything we mentioned before we sign off?
It's an RDO weekend. Enjoy your RDO
weekend.
You love that.
You earned it. The boss didn't give it to you. You earned it.
So we're going the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning for the Concrete Gang. And what are we going out with?
Well, your song, mate. The Going Down.
No. Dead Daisies were going down. Oh, mate.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.